Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jones and Mego, civil discourse only.
That's the reason you're stupid. Shut up.
It's Jones and Mego with Arcane on WEEI.
We pursued the people we wanted in free agency. There was, you know, one outstanding receiver that unfortunately we couldn't close. It was not because of finance. It was made clearly his girlfriend wanted to be in the South. And we had a situation where the taxes were like almost 10% higher, and we offered or were willing to keep going at that premium. But he didn't want to be in the Northeast. And part of it might be the quarterback situation as well.
Robert Kraft, a month or so ago, whenever that was, at the owners' meetings. I do love that. It's like a part of it might have been the quarterbacks. Yeah, no, he's itching to play with Will Levis. And well, his girlfriend didn't want to be in the Northeast. Well, he's married. And it wasn't about finance.
It was not because of finance.
Okay. That's what Robert said.
It was in part because, I don't know, did the morning show ask Maura Healey before the Boston Marathon about, like, how she couldn't let Calvin Ridley come here because of the millionaire's tax?
Yeah, it was 10% higher. Which, again, Robert, that's true. That's a reality. Unfortunately, what you have to do is offer more money.
It was not because of finance.
I'm sorry to bark up that tree.
Hi, finance.
I assumed that when Calvin Ridley got more money from Tennessee, that meant that they offered more money, but maybe I'm wrong. It's Jones and Mega with Arcan here on WEEI. We've talked a lot about Elliott Wolf, his answers to the quarterbacks and what the Patriots could be doing. I think they're taking a quarterback, and I don't think it's his call. I think he's going to get overruled by ownership, and maybe he'll ultimately tuck tail and agree, like he did in Cleveland, it sounds like, where Jimmy Haslam probably was influential in picking a quarterback. I think most of these high picks, I think ownership is instrumental in who they pick. It's happening in Washington. Josh Harris is sitting in on all those interviews. I saw Florio theorizing about this the other day. Like, why'd they have all the quarterbacks come on the same day to Washington? Probably because the owner was there and he could meet with them. And so that's why they had them all in at the same time, because he wants to be a part of it. And so I don't think that's unique. I don't think the Krafts are the only ones that do it. It probably happened in Cleveland. And maybe Elliott Wolf is distancing himself from it, or maybe they really didn't have the ability to take Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. But we can weigh in, or you can weigh in with your thoughts on that. 617-779-7937. Here's Elliott Wolf, maybe with a question from Mr. Dink, I'm unsure, on what happened with Calvin Ridley, and it counters what Robert Kraft had to say.
What was your perspective on what broke down with the pursuit of Calvin Ridley?
Another team offered more money would be the main thing.
Very expensive.
So again,
does it feel like Elliott was getting a little impatient with Dink there?
He was short with a lot of reporters all day long. There were a couple of one-word answer, two-word answer. There was a lot of that.
That one was a little snarky to Dink.
Well,
it was a little snarky to Kraft.
Thank you. That's what I think too.
Offered more money.
I don't think it was
not because of finance.
I don't think it was snarky to the
more money.
I don't think it was snarky to the reporter. I think it was snarky to, like, oh, what do you expect? He didn't sign here because we didn't offer the most money. And so I think that's a shot directly or indirectly at Robert Kraft. I'd read it the same way as you.
I hear that a little bit as, and I'm not saying it was, like, I'm glad the question was asked. I heard it a little bit as stupid question. It was more money. More money from somebody else.
Okay.
Well, the owner answered that question very differently.
Correct. Yeah. The owner gave a completely different answer. And so maybe Wolf stepped in it inadvertently. But regardless, look, they didn't offer the most money. They never offered the most money. I never thought for a second they offered the most money. You're not going to get a guy like Calvin Ridley unless you offer the most money. And that means factoring in taxes, don't play games, and offer more money, but the take home is actually going to be less. Nope, you got to offer more. And I'm sorry, that has to happen. You guys have made the point before. It's not like no one ever signs in the state of California. Plenty of people sign in the state of California. They have taxes that are ridiculous.
His girlfriend wanted to be in the South.
Athletes, another team offered more money.
Athletes sign in L.A. all the time. So, yeah, I'm with you, Arkan. Maybe it's not as purposeful as we're making it out to be, but inadvertent or not, that's a shot at Robert Kraft.
Yeah, and the reason why it even stands out is because they've been so on message with everything else. Every single time they talk about anything else, they parrot what Robert Kraft said at that exact same owner's meeting. When they were talking about the third pick, he said, you know, we want a quarterback, but there's a lot of teams that really want to move up, so we're open to whatever's coming our way.
Arkan.
That is what he said.
I know, but I'm saying I think it's been a real process for everybody here to get on the same page.
I don't think it has, not with that. Everybody
Gerard
said,
Mayo comes
Gerard
out
Mayo
and
said
says
the same
that
thing.
They're burning cash and then they don't do anything in free agency, and then they're all over the map. I feel like their messaging has not been very concise.
Gerard Mayo with the burning cash thing, I agree with that. But other than that, every single time you've heard anybody talk about this, yeah, well, we like some of these quarterbacks, but we're open to this. We like this, but we'll also do this.
Gerard Mayo said they were going to use the draft to draft the most important player at the highest position.
Right, which doesn't mean anything at all.
It means quarterback.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean anything.
Well, so I'm with Mego on this. I'm with Arkan on this. I took it to mean quarterback, but you can wiggle out of it and be like, well, there's a lot of important positions on the football field. So I don't think that was quite as committed as burn cash.
Can
I mean,
you
that was
parroting ownership. Like, I'm not saying that they're not doing whatever ownership is directing them to do, but can you call it parroting ownership when you just blab out like six different answers to every possibility?
Yeah, because that's what Kraft did. I mean, that's basically the same thing. When Kraft was asked about Dave, here's his direct quote. I have it right here. He says, I put my fan hat on. Yeah, I would. I'd like to have a first-rate quarterback. On the other hand, you're in a different position, and we've never had the third pick before, and there's teams desperate to move up. So we're going to be open to whatever can come our way. But in the end, I'd like to do the decision that they think is best. And that's what they've been saying ever since. It's not like they've strayed off of that. And that's why I think that Wolf part right there about Calvin Ridley sticks out. It's the first time they've gone off that message. Or is it the messages the Crafts were giving out?
No, it's true. 617-779-7937. So what quarterback could be in play? We like Drake May on this program, not Arkan so much. Let's go down to the state or where Drake May played his collegiate football. This is Rick in North Carolina. Go ahead, Rick.
Hello, guys. Hey, big Rick. Fan of you guys. Been listening for, probably 20 years. I actually live, the quarterback should be Drake May. I live in his town. I've been friends with his parents. My kids have played sports with Drake, his brother Luke, who, you know, graduated from UNC Tar Heels, played basketball for them, currently playing basketball in Spain. Dad played for the Tar Heels and played in the NFL for a short time.
Got it.
He's the best choice by far. He's going to be a star. Many reasons, but the main reason is the guy's just a super smart kid. He works hard. His work ethic is unbelievable.
So, Rick, I know you like the family. You know the kid. You're obviously close to the situation.
Very unbiased perspective.
Yeah, I'm not dismissing that. I'm just saying, so why wasn't he more successful at UNC? Like, I want him. That's the pick that I want. Why wasn't he more successful, especially this year?
I think he just got kind of thrown into the fire really quick there, and a lot of the pieces around him weren't available. If you notice, his number one receiver was out most of the year, but when his number one receiver came back towards the end of the year, if you look at the end of the year, besides his very last game.
Yeah, well, his NC State game was at the end of the year. And so, look, I mean, I'm not going to dismiss the guy. He says he listened for 20 years. That's obviously not this show, but to the station. So whatever. Great. And do we have to fact check him? Should we fact check him on this? Where is Luke?
Huntersville.
Where is Luke May? Well, that's fine. Where is Luke May playing professionally? Not like you couldn't Google that.
Luke May is playing for the Abaraki Robots of the Japanese Professional Basketball
League. So that's not Spain. He just said Spain.
Close, though.
Maybe he did also play in Spain. Let's see.
Get ready, because you're going to have a new teammate in Jonte Porter.
He played in Turkey.
Uh-huh.
And he played for Granada in Spain. He played for the Spain team.
But he's not playing there now.
In Liga ACB, no.
Okay. Did his dad play in the NFL? That's a new one. He said his dad played briefly in the NFL. That was news to me.
I don't know about that.
Let's Google that.
Okay.
Not to, you know, put you to work, Arkan, but I want to fact check this guy. But anyway, I mean, look, he's close to the family.
He did pregame and you're making him do all this? Come on.
He's close to the, it's been a long day for Arkan. He's close to the family. He's a little biased. And I find it hard to believe, or I find it hard to brush off. And look, I want Drake May. I find it hard to brush off what happened last season when you say, well, he was a lot better in the second half. well, besides the last game. It's like, well, the last game he had everything. And I don't quite think all of those metrics are backed up. They lost all their games at the end of the year when they were more at full strength than they were at the beginning of the year.
You know, I want Drake May too. I don't love hearing the argument of, well, he lost all his best weapons and, you know, the coaching change and blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, you see the situation, at least as of today, that you're putting him in. Not a whole lot of great weapons,
yeah.
Regardless of what Elliot Wolf tells us.
Well, I will say,
Mark May did not play in the NFL.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. So, like, I don't know what to think of that last guy.
Maybe he was in camp with someone or something, but he was never on a
roster. That might be the case. So, played in the NFL for a short time is taken to mean. Like, if, Mego, you say you don't watch the show a lot. Kat watches The Bachelor. Like, a lot of times they'll be like, oh, The Bachelor or Bachelorette or whatever. This guy was on the NFL in the NFL, and I'm like, oh, let me look this up. Or, like, Fessy from The Challenge. Oh, he was gonna make the NFL, and you look it up, and it's like, I mean,
come on. But then he tore his MCL.
Yeah. He played at Northern
Scout team.
He played at Northern Iowa, and like he got a cup of coffee in a camp. So like that's not almost.
Or it's
being,
like, I don't know if you're up on Summer House when Carl was like, I was gonna play volleyball in college, but
no,
I chose academics.
I'm not that up on that. That's a little more believable, I think. How hard is it to make a volleyball team in college?
I mean, I don't
it's like
know.
It's like making a lacrosse team. That's not that hard.
Stop it. Evil.
How difficult could that be? We're not talking about the NFL here. 617-779-7937. Where was I going with that? On Drake May. Oh, yeah. So I feel like I started this early. I talked about Josh Allen and Jordan Love, and these are guys who lost something, and I think they were viewed very highly, and then they got nitpicked. So, like, I'll go with that excuse to a degree. But it doesn't mean I'm not shaken by the step back he took last year and why he didn't win more games at UNC. And I put a lot more stock in what he lost around him than the coaching change. To me, the coaching change thing is way overblown. What he lost around him, I'll listen to. Except at the end of the year, the caller's right. He got back a guy who's probably a day two receiver in Tez Walker. And they lost all their games at the end of the year. And arguably the worst game he played was with Tez Walker. So I don't want to go too far with that. 617-779-7937. Let me hear one more here from Elliot Wolf. And this is on the wide receiver. I love the start to this answer. I don't even know that we need to hear the whole thing. But he's asked about the Patriots and their inability to draft wide receivers. Do we have a question for Mr. Dink here?
This is a stock. I can put in a call real quick if you guys decide, you know, we need Mr. Dink asking these questions. But this is what the press conference actually sounded like.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear what it actually sounded like.
That's a good question.
Oh, it was?
Okay, so timeout. So we couldn't hear any of these questions today. Now that was, at least I heard some words in that one. There were some where I could like piece it together and be like, oh, this question is about X. Or I could,
with the history of drafting the receiver position, the Patriots haven't had much luck drafting and developing receivers, especially in early rounds compared to like the Packers. Is there anything you can sort of pinpoint to why that's been the case?
This guy's always ready.
How do you change that?
Yeah, no, he's ready. He's ready.
He got desperate at the end.
No, he did. He started to lose it a little bit. That's a good point, by the way, in the Twitch chat.
That's a good question.
Thank you, Douglas.
It's a good point. Microphones are expensive. You know, it's like daycare is expensive. You know, like, what, now we got to spring for microphones in the media room? What, are you crazy? So anyway, here's his answer on why the Patriots have sucked at drafting wide receivers.
I'm not totally sure how to answer that. I think the Packers had good success. Ted Thompson was phenomenal at drafting receivers, identifying receivers in like the second and third round. You know, hopefully some of that rubs off on me, the things I've learned from him. I don't think there's any one thing that I can point to about why it hasn't worked here or why it worked better there. I don't know how to answer that.
Okay. I don't know how to answer it because he doesn't want to throw Bill under the bus. I think it's as simple as that. And so I no longer am fearful of the Patriots drafting a wide receiver. And maybe that's stupid. They haven't drafted a good one in a long, long time.
It's not stupid. It's consistent because you said that last year, too. Even when Bill was still here, keep trying. You're going to hit on one
point. And look, I did believe that about Bill. I was like, you can't just never draft one again. But I didn't have a lot of faith in him hitting. Now that he's gone, that to me is a Bill thing. And let's see how they do with wide receivers post-Bill Belichick. Now, look, it's a lot of the same front office people and a lot of the same scouts. And maybe they'll still screw it up. And then we'll extrapolate all of it. But for right now, I have no fear about them drafting a wide receiver. I want one at 34. I hope they trade up from 34 and take one in the 20s. So I don't really attach that to them anymore. I just thought Elliot Wolf might be the one person showing a little bit of restraint and not just completely ripping Bill Belichick, because Mayo's gone there. Kraft has certainly gone there publicly and privately on the phone with Arthur Blank, as we discussed yesterday. So a lot of people are willing to go there. He didn't quite want to do it.
I don't know how to answer that.
Also, why would they need to draft a wide receiver? Don't you remember they have NFL
That's
wide
a good point.
Receivers?
They have KJ Osborne.
Yeah. They have Kendrick Bourne.
I mean, Juju's here. He's whipping it out on social media. Have
sure
you seen
is.
It?
No, so I haven't.
What else do they need?
There's a guy who doesn't need to go to Northeast Men's Health. That's for sure. He's all set.
Let's go to the post. Harrison is in Seekonk. What's up, Harrison?
How's it going, Jones? So I'm not sure if any of you get the feeling, but I feel like the Patriots' whole front office views the number third overall position as like, well, we have so much power, so why don't we just put everything on the table and therefore you don't have one specific plan that you're going to follow. And that's what I'm kind of hearing from Elliot Wolf when he says that we're open for business, but we're also open to drafting a guy with a high ceiling. So it's like kind of makes your head spin a little bit where they just, again, it's been a while since they've had this high draft pick and they're kind of using it as leverage for everybody and kind of forgetting what their main goal is to get out of this draft.
Yeah, I think the only thing they're trying to do, and again, this is just my theory on it. Maybe I'm way off. I just think they don't want Washington to change their minds. I think most of the league assumes Jaden Daniels is going two. We all know Caleb Williams is going one. And so you just keep playing the game, and you don't lock on and completely foreshadow what you're doing in case Washington goes, oh, the Pats love Drake May? Why? Let's roll the tape again. And, like, I don't think teams are going to be changing their minds 7 days out of the draft if they've already committed and locked in. But I just think the Patriots are playing the game and keeping up that charade to not have Washington change their minds at the last second.
And you think the Patriots are that much lower on Jaden Daniels than Drake May?
No, I just think they know. I think
like if it went reversed, if they got Drake May with Washington and Jaden Daniels fell to you at three, you think that would feel like a loss to them?
No, I'm not necessarily saying that. I don't really know how they have those two prioritized. I just think they assume it's between Drake May and J.J. McCarthy, and I don't really think that's a choice. So if McCarthy somehow went two, or Bill Barnwell did an exercise today where the Patriots moved up from three to two, and they're now choosing between Daniels and May, they obviously have a preference. I don't have a strong feeling on what that preference is. But I think if they, in this scenario, if they don't want Washington to change their minds, whether it's McCarthy or Daniels or whatever, then yeah, they might prefer May to Jaden Daniels. I do. I don't know how they feel about it, though.
I do, too, but I just think it's a little bit different style of play. Like, you're getting a different style of quarterback. I don't think it's necessarily the quality of the quarterback is lower with Jaden Daniels. Honestly, it's just a different style of quarterback.
Yeah, it is, but we all have a preference, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure they do, too. And so I think it's as simple as that.
Yeah, probably. And I think that when it comes to just the way the signals have kind of come out here and what's been leaked and what hasn't and what they've been talking about, you know, you have heard Washington playing some of those same games, but also Adam Schefter's come out and said, buy those jerseys. And I'm still sort of stuck on that because you don't just get that, you know, you don't just come up with that. And it seems like it hasn't really gotten that same kind of definitive language from the Patriots.
Just imagine for a second that a bunch of Commanders fan, I don't know how popular is that podcast. I don't even know what the podcast was.
Good luck to your Commanders in the draft as well.
Like, imagine a bunch of Commanders fans are listening and they go out and just buy Jaden Daniels jerseys. Can you even do that? Can you, like, customize your own right now?
You probably can.
Right.
Or you can get college jerseys.
Well, that too. But so, like, imagine a bunch of Megos hears Schefter and she goes out and gets her a Jaden Daniels jersey. And then they take Drake May. People are going to be pissed at Schefter. He's not going to say that if he doesn't have a good feeling on it. He's not going to be like, oh, whoops, you guys all spend. How much is an authentic jersey? $100 is
like $150
Well, yeah, fine. $150
You're custom printing that?
Oh, whoopsie. All you hardworking fans out there, you just dropped $150 on a customized jersey. My bad. I told you to go buy. He's not doing that.
Very expensive.
He doesn't know what he's doing. Mr. Dink, you're right. I agree. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Mego with Arcan. Rich Keefe takes over at 6 o'clock. He's got a full program tonight. Is it Hart?
It's what I'm led to believe,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Andy Hart, we think, is going to be with Rich Keefe tonight. He's one week out, I should say, from his draft extravaganza. So mark that down. Stay tuned for Keefe. You can dial him up on the phones. And when we come back, apparently the Patriots are taking a page out of the Red Sox playbook. They want us to buy in on vibes. And there's a wide receiver, we think, that's making a case to come to the New England Patriots. Let's get to that with your phone calls next.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch
watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.